Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With Andrew Miller being hurt, things are shaping out to be a little different. Let's turn to our Indians beat reporter, Alex Hooper, talk a little Tribe with him. Hoop, how are you?
Good, man. I don't know if you guys know this, but I too make $500,000 a year here at the Fan.
I did not know that.
I wanted to be transparent with you. I make a lot of money, and I think I earn it.
Well, so what I heard was you make $1 a year working for the Fan, and then you make all the rest of the money in camps on how to report and how to cover baseball teams. Is that true?
Hooper reporting camp's a good one.
It is. It's a good.
Yeah, that speaking fees as well. I get a lot from that. Don't really report that to the government, but let's keep that between us.
Oh, man. All right, let's go back. Last night, interesting game. Indians had to come back. Andrew Miller's injury. There are some pretty good storylines going on with the Tribe right now, even though the Browns had their draft, even though the Cavs are in the middle of the playoffs. The Indian story is a very good one.
Yeah, imagine that. And on May 1st as well.
Right.
I think people who were dogging Brian Shaw for the last couple of years are paying their penance in some way, shape, or form.
Great point.
I think you've seen just exactly how thin this bullpen actually is. When I mean, you're down two of your top three guys. And, oh, your closer threw 41 pitches last night. He won't be available tonight, probably won't be available tomorrow either. So look forward to that. Nick Goody's been good in spots. I like him a lot. Zach McAllister's really been struggling. Tyler Olson has his moments. He's up or slightly down. I like Tyler a lot still, too. I like Dan Otero as well, but, you know, you can't go into May and have two or three guys in a day that you can go to. I mean, sometimes Trevor Bauer's not going to get you all the way through the seventh. I'm surprised he got you as far as he did last night with how high his pitch count was early on. But so now your bullpen's even more taxed. You have less guys to go to, and you got a guy in Mike Clevenger on the hill who sometimes he can be a little pitch heavy in the early goings if he's not retiring guys. So that is a storyline for sure. There are going to be more to come, especially as this Corey Seager thing heats up the Manny Machado trade talk. Well, that'll be in the next couple of months. But as of right now, I think the bullpen's your biggest worry.
Hey, Corey Seager out, Tommy John surgery, Manny Machado, Baltimore, they're out of it. Can we look at something really positive for the Indians right now?
I'd love to.
Here you are. You haven't played a game in May yet, May 1st today. And Yonder Alonso has 8 home runs and 21 runs batted in, leading the team in both categories and looking like he did last year when he was putting up big, big numbers for the first time in his career. Congratulations. It looks like that one's going to pay off.
Yeah, and if you look at what Carlos Santana has done or not done in Philly, you probably feel a little better about it. It's a long season. Carlos is a guy who I guess is a little prone to slow starts. But, yeah, Yonder's numbers should be even better. If you look at the metrics just as far as where he's putting the ball and how hard he's hitting the ball, they say that he's actually been unlucky. He could be a guy who I think I've seen 2 home runs in person that didn't end up being home runs because of the weather or what have you. So, yeah, Yonder looks good. Defensively, he looks good. Offensively, he looks fantastic. You just have to hope for – you know, he took a step back in the second half last year, said it was a timing issue. He made the All-Star team, and he was traded. So it was a big year for him in a lot of ways. But if he can find that consistency throughout the year, I mean, on that contract, man, that's a steal.
All right, let's go back to Andrew Miller here for a second.
Sure.
As I watch, and you talk about not having a closer for tonight, I mean, this is the Miller effect. Morning Show said, man, I don't even know if the Indians – what did he say this morning? I think Lima said, I'm concerned about them making the playoffs without Miller. And tell me, let's talk about the impact of him. Let's talk about the injury and how, I mean, is it 10 days or is it going to be more than 10 days?
Andrew said he pitched 7 days after the same injury when he was with the Orioles. He said it's improving. Now, he's already throwing and playing catch. He's not throwing off a mound just yet, but I think he could graduate to that today. They're expecting him to be back right away after the 10-day. They said they wouldn't even have put him on if it was still the 15-day DL. So I don't think you can expect him to be out any longer than 10 days at this point. I mean, things might change. There might be a setback. You never know. He's a guy with all those long levers and everything. So he's prone to these sorts of injuries. You're happy, A, that it was one that didn't keep him out a whole lot in the past, and B, it's not that tendonitis in his right knee. As of right now, I think you're fine. You just needed to be cautious. Again, it's May 1st, and you're four games up in the division. The Twins were the only team you thought going into the year that you thought would maybe challenge for the AL Central crown, and they looked bad. So there is no reason not to be cautious right now, especially with, you know, your best reliever.
All right, so let's throw another one at you. Josh Tomlin struggling still. How much longer are you going to go with this? And then
9.16 earned run average.
And Adam Plutko is knocking on the door. I mean, he's knocking on the door. What do you think is going to happen here?
It's an interesting thing. So, again, I'm going to go back to the same thing. It's May 1st. You're four games up in the division. You don't think anyone's going to challenge you. Josh Tomlin's not going to be a guy who's starting games for you in the postseason.
Okay.
A fifth starter does not matter. So you have time with him. He's affordable. He's a guy with a track record of getting back on pace to hit his numbers. I mean, he seems to every single year. And, I mean, last year, the same sort of start. They're saying it's the same sort of issue with him where his arm slots may be a little different. Tito said his hand while he's throwing is a little further away from his head than he wants it to be. Stuff like that that's fixable. Now, you don't have a whole lot of depth behind him. I mean, Adam Plutko is a guy who I think he is going to be a very solid major league starter. I think you can project him as a guy who can be as good as Josh Tomlin over the course of career. But Josh Tomlin's in his last year on an affordable option. And if you don't have to use guys' service time or their options, then I don't think it's a pressing need. Now, if he keeps doing this for the next 3-4 starts, then sure, I think you have to look to go a different way. There's no reason to just keep throwing a guy out there if you expect him to lose. But if you go away from Josh Tomlin, you're done with him. I mean, he's gone. You can move him to the bullpen, but I don't think he's going to do a whole lot for you there. He's not a guy who projects well out of the bullpen. You could use him, but I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. So you have Plutko, you have Morimondo, and then you have guys like Alexi Ogando, who really he might just be a reliever and starter's clothing at this point. He wants to start, but he might make more sense. But again, it's not a guy that you project forward and you're like, oh yeah, this really makes a whole lot of sense to pivot here. The one guy is Shane Bieber, and I understand people get excited about prospects, but he's got 14 starts at AA in his career, and there's no reason to possibly derail a guy with that type of upside just because you need a fifth starter in May. There's absolutely no reason. He's a guy you're looking at right now who's kind of trending in the way of Jose Ramirez in that he was not a top prospect, but right now he's doing so well and progressing so quickly and kind of ahead of his expected learning curve that you don't want to just say, all right, here we go. Now go out there, sink or swim. So there are options there. I don't think it's right now very necessary to pivot away from Tomlin, especially if you expect him to get back to how he is.
Alex Hooper joining us, our Indians beat reporter. I'm going to spread some more optimism. You ready?
I am.
I mentioned before Yonder Alonso, the Indians, as you said, four games up. They're doing just fine with Jason Kipnis hitting 178 and Edwin off to his usual slow start hitting 160. That's not going to last for much longer with either guy. So if the offense has been able to survive with those guys hitting well below 200, look out. This could get fun fast.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Jose Ramirez, look at him. He's got a hit in 15 of his last 18. He started pretty abysmally, but that's the guy who he's so consistent, but he's not just regular consistent. He doesn't, you know, hit two singles every couple of games. I mean, he gives you extra base hit and often. So he's already heating up. Kipnis has started to hit the ball a little better. Yan Gomes is very promising right now. Not only is he hitting the ball hard consistently and the opposite way, I mean, Bradley Zimmer's kind of turning in that direction as well. Guys are starting to heat up. Edwin, I give him 20 more days. In 20 days, it's Victoria Day, which is the Canadian holiday that they kind of attach to him with the Blue Jays, where he usually starts to hit his numbers around then. That's May 21st. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be a whole lot of these struggles for that much longer. And, you know, Chris Antonetti was talking to ESPN recently. He said he still wants to see, you know, a good month, about 600 or so plate appearances before he's ready to make big changes. So I think you're still way away from that point in the season. I think these guys will heat up.
Hey, I want to ask you, Trevor Bauer's kind of having an interesting, a very interesting conversation about doctoring baseballs. Have you seen this on Twitter?
Yeah.
All right, kind of just take me through this and give us the backstory on this.
Well, Trevor, right before he took that shot at Rob Manfred and the pace of play BS, as he called it, he mentioned something about, you know, he doesn't cheat and go out there. I mean, there's an increased use of pine tar with pitchers and trying to find ways to, like you said, doctor the baseball. And Trevor, as we know, is very outspoken, more so recently. I think he was trading barbs with Lance McCullers of the Astros, who is a guy who, as a fifth starter, is probably a one or two on a lot of teams in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten to look a ton into their conversation, but Trevor's putting some people in general on blast. I don't think he's named any names quite yet until, you know, maybe today, but he doesn't play that. Trevor likes physics, and he understands how certain physics can affect the baseball and
sure.
how some of them are illegal.
It's an interesting read if you want to go onto Twitter. Let me just say that. I can't get into some of the...
Well, I am blocked by Trevor.
Oh. Well, we can get it to you. How's that sound?
All right. Thanks to college me 5 years ago, I thought he would spot out.
He's mad at you for something you said in college?
Well, no, he blocked me back then, and probably rightfully so. I remember I did tweet him that he was dead to me because he had a Jabari Parker Duke jersey in his locker, and I was joking. I think I threw a few ha-has at the end, but I was a big North Carolina fan, and I don't think that went over well. I haven't talked to him about it. Maybe one day I'll approach him and say, hey, man, I'm sorry.
And will that change it? Will he still unblock you? That's the question.
I'm sorry. Here, have the drone.
I'm not going to beg the guy. I'm not going to beg the guy for an unblock.
I don't blame you.
I'm not going that route. But I would like to say, hey, I accept my part in this. And if you want to unblock me so I can see your trading barbs with Lance McCullers and Zobia. I love Trevor. I love listening to him talk. It's funny. Me from 5 years ago, 6 years ago when I was in college to now, the way I view that guy is vastly different. I think the world of him.
I don't know. I've always liked Trevor Bauer, and I think I like him because he doesn't drive on the same street as everybody else.
Right.
That's why. And that's why I've always liked him. So, all right, Hoop, thank you. Thank you very much. We will talk to you, and, of course, we'll read your stuff at 923thefan.com. Thanks, Hoop.
Thank you, Hoop.
All right, guys, I'm going to go back to counting my money.
Oh, nice. Keep going. One, two, I'm done.
388.
Thanks. Of course, Alex Hooper on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.